So I saw in my dream that the man began to run. Now he had not run far from his own door, but his wife and children, perceiving it, began to cry after him to return. The man put his fingers in his ears and ran on, crying,
"Life! Life! Eternal life!"
So he looked not behind him, but fled towards the middle of the plain. The neighbors also came out to see him run, and as he ran, some mocked, others threatened, and some cried after him to return. And among those that did so, there were two that resolved to fetch him back by force. The name of the one was Obstinate, the name of the other Pliable. Now by this time the man was got a good distance from them. But however, they were resolved to pursue him, which they did, and in a little time they overtook him. Then said the man,
"Neighbors, wherefore are ye come?"
"To persuade you to go back with us."
"Well, that can by no means be. You dwell in the city of destruction, the place also where I was born. I see it to be so. And dying there, sooner or later, you will sink lower than the grave, into a place that burns with fire and brimstone. Be content, good neighbors, and go along with me."
"What? And leave our friends and our comforts behind us?"
"Yes, because that all which you shall forsake is not worthy to be compared with a little of that which I am seeking to enjoy. And if you will go along with me and hold it, you shall fare as I myself. For there where I go is enough and to spare. Come away and prove my words."
"What are the things you seek, since you leave all the world to find them?"
"I seek an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. And it is laid up in heaven and safe there, to be bestowed at the time appointed on them that diligently seek it. Read it so, if you will, in my book."
"Tush! Away with your book! Will you go back with us or no?"
"No, not I, because I have laid my hand to the plow."
"Come then, neighbor Pliable. Let us turn again and go home without him. There is a company of these crazy-headed coxcombs that when they take a fancy by the end, are wiser in their own eyes than seven men that can render a reason."
Don't revile.
Huh?
If what the good Christian says is true, the things he looks after are better than ours. My heart inclines to go with my neighbor.
What? More fools still? Be ruled by me, and go back. Who knows whither such a brain-sick fellow will lead you? Go back. Go back, and be wise.
"Nay, but do thou come with thy neighbor, Pliable. There are such things to be had which I spoke of, and many more glorious besides. If you believe not me, read here in this book. And for the truth of what is expressed therein, behold, all is confirmed by the blood of him that made it."
"Well, neighbor Obstinate, I begin to come to a point. I intend to go along with this good man, and to cast my lot with him. But, my good companion, do you know the way to this desired place?"
"I am directed by a man, whose name is Evangelist, to speed me to a little gate that is before us, where we shall receive instructions about the way."
"Come then, good neighbor, let us be going."
"And I will go back to my place. I will be no companion of such misled fantastical fellows."
Now I saw in my dream that when Obstinate was gone back, Christian and Pliable went talking over the plain, and thus they began their discourse.
"Come, neighbor Pliable, how do you do? I am glad you are persuaded to go along with me. Had even Obstinate himself but felt what I have felt of the powers and terrors of what is yet unseen, he would not thus lightly have given us the back."
"Come, neighbor Christian, since there are none but us two here, tell me now further what the things are, and how to be enjoyed, whither we are going."
I can better conceive of them with my mind than speak of them with my tongue. But yet, since you are desirous to know, I will read of them in my book."
"And do you think that the words of your book are certainly true?"
"Yes, verily. For it was made by him that cannot lie."
"Well said. What things are they?"
"Now, there is an endless kingdom to be inhabited, an everlasting life to be given us, that we may inhabit that kingdom forever."
"Well said. And what else?"
"There are crowns and glory to be given us, and garments that will make us shine like the sun in the firmament of heaven."
This is very pleasant. And what else?
Oh, there shall be no more crying nor sorrow, for he that is owner of the place will wipe all tears from our eyes.